Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splain.
This is it, right?
This is the Buffalo
this
Bill
song. This is the Buffalo Bill song?
Yes, this is it.
This doesn't sound anything like
it. Yes, it did.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
no,
it did.
This is a very unique sounding song.
This is Goodbye Horses.
Yes!
By the way, people are texting him that he sounds like the baby whale guy, which
he did a little bit, yeah.
That, like,
it's just a regional thing.
But he sounds...
Like everybody sounds like
the baby whale's
guy.
Grandpa.
He sounds much more like the baby whale guy than that other song sounded like this Buffalo Bill.
I quite disagree.
Yeah. Holy sh**, we are witnessing a baby f***ing
cheese whale
right here, dude.
Yes!
That's the same guy. Same guy.
There's just two full drops for all of Meg's fighting. That's a fitting song for what we're going to discuss, which is Matters of the Heart for Bill Belichick. I'm sure everybody knows now, if you've been listening to this station at all, that Bill Belichick has a new younger girlfriend. Jordan Hudson is her name,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yep.
Okay, so Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick have been spending a ton of time together in Sconset, on Nantucket, which is the little village where Bill Belichick has like 6 different houses all together. I guess it's a Belichick compound that's over on one side of the island.
It's all covered in blades that have fallen into the ocean. Yes.
Okay. So from Daily Mail UK today, they had this story about what's going on the other side of the island. On the other side of the island, they wrote this. Those close to the former couple, now this is about Linda Holiday, who of course we all know, Bill Belichick's ex, they allegedly broke up over a year ago. Those close to that former couple, who share a dog named Nike, claimed that part of the bitter breakup between them was that Holiday had fallen in love with Nantucket, and she had no intention of leaving. So do you guys remember this? There was a point last fall when there was rumors out there that Linda was camping out in one of the Sconset houses.
Yeah, I remember
they had broken up. We didn't know about Hudson yet, but yeah, they had broken up and she was still in the house. Yeah.
Okay, so now DailyMail.com reveals that not only does she remain on Nantucket, she's also living in a lavish, brand new 4-bedroom, 4-bath property near Main Street. So in the town of Nantucket, on Nantucket, which sounds nice, right? She's not in the Sconset house anymore. Is a $4.8 million house right near Main Street in Nantucket. Here's the thing. It was bought just in May by Bill Belichick.
Ooh. Are the pictures on Twitch?
So
these
if
are,
you're
these
watching twitch.tv/BostonWEI, these are photos that Daily Mail grabbed of Linda Holiday moving her stuff in and out, or I think mostly in, to this house in Nantucket. So the town of Nantucket, on Nantucket, and you can see some photos from an older real estate listing of the $4.8 million house that Bill Belichick's LLC, because, you know, these very rich public people, they buy everything through LLCs. And this one is Bill Belichick's LLC, according to the Daily Mail. And he bought this back in May. The property had only been on the market for 14 days. Renovations for this property started in June. And then Belichick's, they say, former flame, Linda Holiday, moved in at the end of that month. And there's Nike Belichick, which if you're watching on Twitch, I'm a little concerned about Nike's health.
Seriously.
I love a fat dog.
Nike,
I think it's
Nike's
adorable.
Nike's taking the breakup tough. But look at that. Look at that
Nike,
thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's also because the dog's head is so small that it makes it look even fatter.
It's true.
Does it have like a roll, though? It has like a neck roll.
Well,
like,
that's
a roll.
That's what
John Hanna.
All wolf dogs have that. Like they have.
Not
yeah,
like
they
that.
Have. Yeah, my dog has that.
Not
too.
Like that.
It's like a little bit of a roll that they get around their neck.
Maybe
and
some
it's
have
just,
a. That's
it's a breed thing.
Some have a little bit of a roll. That's not a little bit of a roll.
Orson Wellian.
Nike's proportions don't look right. That's the thing. It's like there's one thing about a fat dog where it's like, oh, cute. It's a little fat lap. Oh, you little chonky, chonky, chonky. Nike looks unwell. And that's a pretty good picture compared to the ones that we've seen recently. Anyways, I ask you guys this because Bill Belichick and his new girlfriend Jordan have been paparazzied all over the island.
They've
been, we're in some 4th of July parade. if you're Linda Holiday, as much as you love Nantucket, and they were remember they were in the Nantucket magazine back in, I think, 2017. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They were on the cover together. Why would you want to stay on this tiny island where it's like you probably see the same 40 people at any event, and your ex is out there with the younger, you know, new version? I would not want to be there. I'd be like, I'm at least going to try out Martha's Vineyard or Block Island. Like, I don't need to be on Nantucket.
You're saying she should vacation somewhere else.
I just personally don't get it.
What's the most exclusive, though?
What do you mean? Out of all the islands?
Yeah.
I think it more depends what town you're in.
The most exclusive is a house on Bill Belichick's compound.
The most exclusive. The most exclusive is Nantucket. Out of those three islands, that's the most exclusive.
You find a place on the hunt.
Yeah. And so I think she doesn't want to downgrade.
Linda, you're going to Hull. You're going to
enjoy Nantucket.
I also
don't know that that's true.
I think it is.
I don't know. I mean, the Obamas have a place on the Vineyard.
True.
It's quite exclusive. Larry David has a place on the Vineyard.
Yeah, there's a long list of celebrities on both. But I think generally the more exclusive would be considered Nantucket. I think. Perhaps I have that wrong.
I would think so, too. I would also
think Nantucket's the less private one.
I don't know. I think Vineyard's just a little less private than Nantucket. I think Nantucket's a little foofier.
I mean, Vineyard, if you go up island, you can really hide away in a mansion.
All right, maybe. Does this woman have no shame? Like, I mean, aren't you at least a little embarrassed to be there on the house of your ex-boyfriend while he's dating a 23-year-old?
Well, it's a new house.
It doesn't matter. It's still part of their compound. Like, that's
weirder.
He's
that
their
it's
landlord,
brand new.
Basically. Like, that's ridiculous.
She bought it in May.
Yeah.
It had been broken up for over a year,
I don't
and
think it's weird
she's
at all.
Living there.
This is probably part of their, like, a settlement agreement.
There may
like,
be a settlement agreement.
But they were never legally married.
If I'm her, I'm not going to live there next to him in the compound
is
with his house
getting,
and the girlfriend.
Like, palimony
like, no way.
From
yeah,
him or
exactly.
Something?
Who knows what she's entitled to? And so this is probably part of their agreement.
I get yours. Like, totally to Linda Holiday.
She's probably not entitled to anything. They weren't married.
Okay, so Bill just bought her a house?
No, you can still get palimony.
I mean, maybe
though.
He doesn't want some stories coming out or something along those
especially
lines.
Okay,
well, now that's different from, like, legally binding you have to give me half your stuff or something. That's
I didn't
different.
Say that. I don't. Okay. You think $5 million is half of his assets? I definitely
no,
don't.
No, definitely not. I'm just saying. I don't think it was some sort of
she's getting a house from him for some reason. I'm not even saying it's a legal agreement. I'm saying it's part of their agreement in their breakup that, Bill, I want a house, and I want it in where again in Nantucket? No one
in
has ever
Nantucket
been.
Town.
Okay, got it. Right. No one has never been. I just thought Nantucket's just one big place. I don't even know there's different places in
so
Nantucket.
So Bill's in Sconset, which is probably
nobody cares.
Like 30
they're all,
minutes away.
They're all on Nantucket. My point is she wants a place on Nantucket. Bill, I want my house on Nantucket, or I'm going to say this, good theory, Arcan, or I'm entitled to X amount of dollars, buy me this house. That's what's going on. It's that simple. So why does she want to be on Nantucket?
So she's blackmailing.
I guess that's what. Well, no, I don't know. There's blackmail necessarily.
Not
well,
if it's an agreement.
If you say I need a almost $5 million house or else.
Yeah. Okay, fine, Bill. Then
like blackmail
Bill,
to me.
But it might not be that. I'm not saying it's definitively
or
that. It might just be she's entitled to X amount of Bill's assets, and this is what she wants. So it might not be blackmail is all I'm saying.
I think it's blackmail.
Okay, well, fine.
I think it's blackmail.
Why does she need to be on Nantucket? That I don't have an answer
that
to.
I don't get. It's like, for me, I'd be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try out Hilton Head or the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, Malibu, the other side of the country.
Maybe that she views that as a loss.
Probably.
She needs to start dating a 23-year-old guy
and then
move into the house that Bill bought for, and then they're even.
Maybe she just knows that this Jordan Hudson thing isn't going to last. And so, and eventually, you know, how old is Bill? She's younger than Bill. She's going to outlive him on the island.
I don't know.
It's true.
You never, I mean, I don't know.
How old is she?
I have no idea.
It's a long-term investment.
That's obvious.
So, I guess.
If things get more serious with Hudson, I'd imagine that she's got to be out of there, right?
Oh, I mean, please, it won't.
So
how old is Linda Holiday?
I don't know, but I'm going to continue this. So Daily Mail did approach her because they were taking the photos of her moving boxes around
she's
outside the house.
10 years younger than me.
Yeah, she's 61.
Yeah, she's going to outlive him. So that's why. There's your answer.
I'm sure she was very bothered by TV cameras approaching her, by the
well,
way.
Well, I don't think it was like TMZ. It was Daily
Real
Mail. It's probably somebody with a notebook and a recorder. Linda Holiday told DailyMail.com that there was nothing to say. You don't even know if you have the facts,
she
blackmail, added.
Blackmail.
There is nothing to say. I am not part of this story. I'm not any part of this.
What? She's the entire story. She's the one living at her ex's house.
Maybe she is it possible that she's just redecorating for Bill?
Nope.
And while she's redecorating,
nope.
She and her daughters, by the way, her twin daughters,
we
are staying
no.
in the house.
No.
Nope.
No. Thank you, Jen. No. That's not what it is.
Nope. No.
She is she the, I think she's saying I'm not a part of like the Bill story is what I think she's saying. I'm not a part of the Bill Belichick story.
But if his his LLC name's on the mortgage? is on the right. deed,
yeah.
then it's kind of part of it.
Yeah. I think she's, a crazy person. I think she's trying to say, I'm not a part of like any of your Bill Daily Mail gossip with him and Jordan Hudson. I'm not a part of it. I think that's what she's trying to say.
I do give her credit on some level, because usually when you have like a bad breakup, you associate everything.
Well, we don't know that it was bad.
I think we do know that it was bad.
She was squatting in the house.
She was in the house. I think when you have a bad breakup, you associate that place and these things with the person and the relationship that didn't go well. And she's very much compartmentalized all of that and is perfectly happy staying right there in the same place, two houses over, whatever, from the, yeah, that's, in some level, that's kind of amazing. You know, being able to compartmentalize all that so well. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. Maybe, I'd be like, bleep this place. I'm out of here.
Maybe it's a conscious uncoupling.
Maybe she's trying to get Bill
to
leave.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to get Bill to leave.
He's not leaving. He's got six houses in Wisconsin.
Maybe she's making Bill uncomfortable. Maybe
their whole clan's over there.
Okay, well, maybe they'll vacation less.
Like, Belichicks are over there.
Maybe they're like, oh, crap. Linda's on the island this weekend. We're not going. Like, maybe she's doing that. She's like, oh, no, I'm here, and I'm going to be here,
no,
and I'm not leaving.
That's what's crazy to me. I think that they have both been there for the whole summer.
Yeah, but I think I'm saying she's trying to bully Bill off the island.
Like, it's my island.
Yeah.
Not yours.
Yeah.
I run the social scene on Nantucket, not you, Bill.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to downgrade to the Vineyard or Block or Hilton Head or anything else. That's where she wants to be, so that's where she's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's me, I think I'm just trying out a different summer spot.
Okay, well, you lose. You lose the breakup. She's trying to win the breakup. I think that's what's going on, I think.
To me, it's not about winning or losing. It's about moving forward.
Yeah, but that's not what she's trying to do. She's trying to win the breakup, which I don't know.
I don't consider this a win for her.
The house?
Yeah.
I don't know that I get. People are probably like, oh, he's got Jordan Hudson. He's winning the breakup. I'm not sure that's a win.
I don't know. Is there any winners here?
Not sure there are. I think she's winning. She got a $5 million house out of Bill. I think that's a win.
Okay,
Bill
but we
had
don't
to
know,
buy her a house.
We don't
that's
know
a win.
That her name's like in the legal paperwork of it. She might not have actual ownership of it. She's just living there.
Yeah, I don't see.
And she's got to see Bill in the 23-year-old.
See the difference. She can't go and sell the house if she wants to buy a house.
No, I get that, but she just got a free $5 million house that she gets to live in
until somebody kicks her out.
What happened last time Bill tried to kick her out? She got a nicer house.
It's true.
It'd be so funny if she just keeps upgrading Nantucket houses.
She just won't leave. Just won't leave. I gotta be honest, feel like she's winning. 617-779-7937.
Is she little George Costanza in this?
How so?
I don't know. It just feels like
something. Oh, like
George
avoiding the breakup phone call? That sort of thing?
Just keeps getting another house.
And I think it's pretty clear they're broken up. That's Meg Splaining each and every day at this time.
She's living in his house.
Here on Jones and Mega with Arkin. Let's get to Bet Roulette. Some picks for tonight next.